Michael Bell of Kenosha has been on a crusade to change the process for investigating police-involved fatalities ever since his unarmed son was shot by police 9 years ago. Now, with the support of two other families whose sons died in similar circumstances and a bipartisan group of state legislators, he's pushing for the passage of a bill that would require an independent investigation of all police-involved deaths.
Essentially now what occurs is that a police department reviews itself, or a police chief handpicks an agency to review a police-involved death.
Under the proposed change, any time a police officer causes the death of a citizen, there would be an investigation by at least two law enforcement specialists who do not work for the same police department as the officer involved in the shooting. The bill also creates a statewide board that would review the results of each investigation. State Representative Chris Taylor says it's a direct response to recent deaths that have caused turmoil in communities in both Madison and Milwaukee.
What this bill really tries to ensure is a process that is fair, a process that's transparent, a process that's unbiased. And I think that's good, not just for the families and not just for our communities, but it's good for law enforcement.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has called the bill unnecessary and ultimately unworkable. The families backing the bill hope it will get its first public hearing in December. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.